sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God, who never leaves us, who guides us, who shepherds us, loves us, and calls us to imitate that. Amen. The shepherd seeks, finds, and restores the lost sheep, right? That's the role. That's the job. They also just watch over. On this Caring for Creation Sunday, it's worth pondering that. God, our good shepherd, and how we've gotten lost. The ELCA's social statement on caring for creation from 1993, I believe. It puts it boldly like this when it sort of talks about how we've gotten ourselves into this predicament, our sinful state. The social statement reads, "Not content to be made in the image of God," referencing Genesis and also Ezekiel chapter 28. "We have rebelled and disrupted creation, as did the people of ancient Israel. We experience nature as an instrument of God's judgment," conferred Deuteronomy 11 and Jeremiah 4. "Alienated from God and from creation, and driven to make a name for ourselves," Genesis chapter 11. "We have become captives to demonic powers and unjust institutions," Galatians 4, Ephesians 6, and Revelation 13. We have become captives to demonic powers and unjust institutions. In our captivity, we treat the earth as a boundless warehouse and allow the powerful to exploit its bounties to their own ends, Amos chapter 5. And our sin and captivity lie at the roots of the current ecological crisis. We've gotten lost, friends. And also, we've gotten lost in the way that we treat the creatures. We've gotten lost in the way that we treat the creatures. And I don't mean our beloved pets. It's actually interesting, kind of an interesting irony in this part of the world anyway. We will pour literally thousands of dollars into the care of our pets, but out of convenience or ignorance or whatever else, we ignore the suffering of other animals, even the threats of extinction on other animals, whole populations of animals and their habitats in other places in the world. Today, our pets are here. I want you to imagine our pets, even if you don't have a pet. I know your neighbors have pets. Imagine the pets, and you can look out and see the animals in our immediate vicinity. Let them stand in. Maybe not as pets, but as animals that you can actually see. Our pets. I wonder if you can see an animal right now. Look at that animal, whatever it is. If it's a squirrel out the window, a dog in your room. Let the animals stand in here, and they are here in our service today, representatives of the whole animal world, not just cute little adorable pets. They're the ones, though, that can get through to us because they're right here. They're looking at us. They're present with us. Let their puppy dog eyes or their anxious meows or their protective snarls all be signals to us. Clarion howls and awakening chirps to the urgency of the crisis. The animals we have before us and all around us today, it's a little like the shepherd and the sheep relationship. We are together with these animals, and just like the sheep connect the shepherd to the healthiness or the unhealthiness of the land, just like the sheep connect the shepherd to the movement of the seasons, you have to pay attention to that as a shepherd for the sake of the sheep. The sheep connect the shepherd to the changes in the climate, the clouds that are looming, the presence of danger, the tendency to get lost. So our pets and all the creatures in our immediate vicinity this morning, the birds and the squirrels and even other humans, call us, wake us, urge us to pay attention to the land, the seasons, the climate, the dangers, and our tendencies to get lost. Friends, we're presented again today with the image of the shepherd. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. Even as it's Caring for Creation Sunday, I'd call today Shepherding Creation Sunday. We're presented today with this image of the shepherd in our gospel reading from John chapter 10. There's a lot of art that makes shepherding look like a pretty cool gig, actually. Just chilling in a field under like the one shade tree and playing a lute or something, you know? Looks like a pretty nice job. You get paid for that? But of course, the real picture was much more gritty. Not just fluffy, sweet sheep that just kind of hang out and you get to play music and look at the stars. Shepherding was not an easy job, of course, in reality, and especially in that time. But even today, it was dirty, dangerous, disregarded, or even disrespected. Shepherding falls into the category of jobs that nobody wants. Jobs that you'd take only when you're desperate, only when you have to. Maybe if you're a foreigner or an immigrant, no one will trust you or hire you for anything else, so you take that shepherding job. So when we center romanticized pictures of a shepherd in our minds, we really dilute our imaginations about who God really is and who we are called to be too. Triune God, the risen Christ, Holy Spirit is the good shepherd. That is hardworking, gritty, disregarded, disrespected in a job that no one wants. And yet, even without prestige and privilege, the good shepherd is our divine protector, caregiver, observer, activist, seeking out the lost, going after the threatened, bandaging up the wounded, covered in thistles and scars, itching from poison ivy and whatever else, smelling from carrying a bleeding mother sheep and her newborn lamb, and cold from enduring yet another long night out there. That's our God. And that's what Christ calls us to imitate as well. Protector, caregiver, observer, activist, that's what you're called to be. Seeking out the lost, going after the threatened, bandaging up the wounded. What does that look like as we think anew about shepherding God's creation? This all flies in the face, by the way, of being from that social statement that I read at the top, being captive to demonic powers and unjust institution. God calls us to something different. God calls us out of our sinful, selfish, unjust ambitions and into being covered in thistles and scars, itching and smelly. God calls you, friends, to be shepherds. It's so Gospel of John. It is so Gospel of John. God shepherds us, and so we turn and shepherd others in response. It's just like Jesus and the foot washing. Remember, Jesus washes our feet, and so we turn and wash others' feet. Jesus feeds the disciples after the resurrection and then says, now you go and feed my lambs. It's the same Johannine pattern. Shepherded to be a shepherd. Shepherded to be a shepherd. How are you a shepherd and a shepherd of God's creation already? How are you doing that in this world in so many ways? How are you caring for this earth and all its creatures, the humans included? And are there ways, friends, that you might shepherd this planet that God has so graciously blessed us with, the air and the water and the land and the creatures even more? And here's the thing. When we give, we also receive. I'll finish with that. When we give, we also receive. Teachers will tell you these stories all day and all night, right? Nurses also, and so many other professions. They're pouring their lives out for others. And when you ask them why they do that, why they give so much, get ready for them to tell you stories about how much they get. And I'm not talking about money. how much they receive, how much they learn and get inspired and laugh. And there's a similar thing that happens with shepherding creation, right? I've been promoting and taking myself this online workshop called Liturgy in the Natural World. There's four sessions, and I've put out the first one last week's newsletter, and I'm getting ready to put out the second one here this week. Liturgy and the Natural World. So it's right in line with our year of creation. It's all through the season of Easter. It's the Reverend Dr. Ben Stewart, who's a preaching and worship professor from Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago, where I went, and now he's serving a congregation up in Duluth, Minnesota. But he does this incredible sessions. And the first session was talking about how he puts it in terms of being late to choir practice. Anybody ever late to choir practice? Dr. Stewart looks at the history of life on earth, and you know those comparisons. If you think of all of life on earth as 1 hour, if you just put it in sort of in smaller terms, if all of the life of earth represented 1 hour, then the first sea creatures would have showed up in the last couple minutes. The first sea creatures, last couple minutes. And human life, if all of time is 1 hour, human life is like a half a second or something like that. You know, we're late to choir practice, in other words, he says. And he goes on, he pulls out those great hymns that say all creation has been singing. And we say that in this Caring for Creation service here today. We have a new hymnal called All Creation Sings. But this is not a new thing at all. All creation has been singing. We're just late to the chorus. And that's okay. Just like our gracious choir director, if you're late for practice, that's okay. But come and join the song now. It's not too late. Come join the song. What a joy, friends, to sing with all creation. As we give, we also receive, right? What a joy to sing with all creation. The shepherds join in with the good shepherd. What a joy. The shepherds join in with the sheep and all the other animals, lifting our voices in praise and thanksgiving for this good, blessed earth, for the grace and the forgiveness undeserved that is ours, for the beauty and this breath in our lungs. May it all be to the glory of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Advocate. Amen.
All of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.